Well, I'm going to have an actual show, I guess. It's the news according to me. Good afternoon, it is here in, still in Dallas, Texas at the moment. It is Wednesday, April 5th, and I've got a creaky table. I'm working with a creaky table. It is Wednesday, April 5th, 5, it's 4:30 Central Time, and it's 5:34. It's also 5:34. Well, it's just, you know, it's around the 5:30 time, Eastern Time, and it's 4:30 or so Central Time. This is complicated. So I'm heading home today for finally, and I've got to adjust my chair here. I feel like I'm hunched over. I got to reach down. I got to hold my head towards the microphone. There's a whole lot of stuff going on, and they've overblown. There's something. Trump is in the news, so it's all about that, and it is just absolutely off the scale in terms of him being involved in every. You know, they just have to cover this guy because, love him or hate him, everybody wants to know his stuff. So everybody's all over this thing. And the news media has nothing else to cover, and there's nothing else going on, like Hunter Biden's laptop. It amazes me, actually, quite frankly, that there's just so much going on in this respect, with respect to this stuff. I'm going to do a little tap here on my microphone just to see if this thing is actually okay. It is this. My microphone is actually working properly. Earlier today, it was having problems. The reason I'm running kind of behind right now is I was planning on being out the door here in an hour to get to catch a flight, but now I'm not sure. So sure I'm going to be able to do it. It's not going to have much of a show. Let's just put it that way. It's not going to last very long because I'm doing a lot of sighing today. I had issues with my microphone. I had to do a voiceover project. And for some reason, my microphone was not connecting with my computer. It wasn't connecting. Then the power was on. Everything was working. It seemed like the phantom power was working. Everything seemed to be working. Of course, I'm in a hotel room, so I had a lot of background noise. So I was trying to do the best job I could with all that. And I had this issue. So I tried to plug it into my iPad. I just decided, well, I'm just going to plug it into my iPad and just use, so I can plug my microphone into the iPad. I've got an adapter. I can do that. Just do a voice memo, and I have to move it over to, I have to airdrop it over to my computer. Well, this wasn't working. It wasn't working on there either. The power was coming on the, but so I changed the plug. I changed the cord. And looky there. It's working just fine. So there's something about this other little cord that I was trying to use. So the cord that I'm using works fine. Everything, I plugged it back into my computer, and it recognized it right away, connected up, everything works fine. So I don't know what's going on with that little cord. I thought that little cord would be kind of nice because I wouldn't have as much cord to deal with. It's got about 18 inches long, about all it is. This other one's like 6 feet, and I got to keep it coiled up most of the time. So this is working just fine. So needless to say, let's get back to the whole Trump thing. Now, there's a whole lot of other things going on in the world, which is really, that's the most frustrating part of this, is of all the other things that are going on, all the other things that are newsworthy. And we have got 24/7 coverage of Trump. Now, it's interesting to hear some of the pundits speak on this, and I've listened to a few of them. Bret Baier, I used to have a lot of respect for Bret Baier, and I have really lost respect for that guy. When I see him, I turn, much like Neil Cavuto, I turn them, either mute them or turn the channel. I cannot listen to their commentary. I can't listen to their segments. Quite often, they have just established themselves as establishment party hacks, and I can't stand that. There was a time when I just didn't recognize it. I guess it wasn't really that exposed, or maybe they just hadn't moved into that realm. But they definitely are in that camp. This is very much very easy to see in some respects with regard to what side of the line people are on. Now, there are some people that I still respect who don't like Trump for whatever reason, have good reason for that. I mean, they have principles, And I get it. I can understand their principles. I can argue with them about that all day long. I'm not a Trump fanatic. I think there are other people out there that could do the job. However, in this particular case, I keep talking about how popular Trump is and how he's, you know, he's the head of the party right now. But now, just Peter Ducey recently just said he was talking. He was on his show, or they were having him on. I don't know what they were chatting with Bret Baier. I happened to listen to it, and the statement was that Bret Baier said Peter Ducey said, and he asked him, well, you know, this is in the news right now, but we've got a long ways until the election, and this may fade before the primary. And the primaries, of course, are in. Primaries aren't that far away. They're going to be in November. That's a long time, politically speaking. I mean, a lot of things can happen between now and then. And there are two other potential indictments coming from other states that could also interfere with this thing. All of them are on bogus charges. One was a phone call. Another one, and they're just. If we want to get into this kind of stuff, then what just drives me nuts about this? Well, it doesn't really drive me nuts. It's so infuriating, I guess, is the way they just ignore actual audio evidence of another particular presidential candidate, somebody who happens to be sitting in the office right now. Well, he doesn't actually ever. How many pictures have you seen of Joe Biden in the Oval Office? Isn't this kind of odd? And I'm not talking about the little theater set that they've got set up across the road or across the street. I don't see a lot of pictures of him in the Oval Office. You know, they had pictures of Obama, you know, with his feet up on the desk, you know, working so hard, pictures of him in there doing his thing, in and out of the Oval Office all the time. When was the last time you saw that of Joe Biden? Am I missing something here? Trump was constantly in the Oval Office. Constantly in the White House. Constantly in the West Wing. We don't see that. At least I don't see any evidence of him working there. I have a tendency to believe that they just keep him out of there. You know, he just gets in the way, probably. He just probably bumbles around and wanders around, and he doesn't know where he is half the time, probably. He just made the comment again the other day about being a senator. It's really quite disappointing, alarming, whatever you're going to call it. Now, I want to get back to this whole thing about they're saying that, well, this is all going to fade. This story is going to fade away, and his popularity will fade away as well. I think they're hoping that. There are some establishment folks and people who don't like Donald Trump who are hoping that that's going to be the case. I think my flight may have changed times now. I was kind of figuring that because of the storms that are moving through Chicago area. And so I look at this whole thing and I think, you know, yeah, they think, oh, well, there's a firestorm right now because the media is all over this and his popularity is really high and because people are coming out to defend him. And yeah, people will tend to forget about this by this November for the primaries or December, whenever it is. I think it's in November. And then, of course, by the election time. Now, Joe Biden, has he been announced? I don't think he's officially announced it yet that he's running. He has very few challengers. Now, Trump does have some challengers, but you probably wouldn't know who they are. You probably wouldn't be able to name them, and if I named them for you, you might know who they are. You might recognize their names, but you may not know who they are or what they did. However, I have a feeling that my audience is a little bit more in touch with some things, according to some of the responses I've had from some people. So I would assume that you guys know. Nikki Haley, for one, has announced, as well as Vivek Ramaswamy. I don't mean to mispronounce his name. He's got a different last name. I don't have it in front of me right now. So that's Ramaswamy, I think it's. Both not bad candidates. However, Nikki Haley, she's an absolute establishment person. I wouldn't trust her personally. I don't think she should be there. And my take on this, if Donald Trump knows he can do it, I think he will take this on, and I think he's the only one right now who is really able and has the motivation, in fact, hopefully not vindictively, but just he knows what the problem is. He knows the people who are the problem right now with regard to the deep state and what all the kind of, and if he has a plan, if he's got the right team around him, he can step into this, walk back in there, and just start cleaning house. He's got plenty of time to think about it. I think this is something he would have had a hard time doing if he would have run two terms in a row. I think that the establishment would have just hunkered down, biding their time for another 4 years. But right now they're biding their time another way. And I think it's giving him time to regroup, recalculate, reestablish the people around him that he can trust. And it may be about a lot of nobodies. It may be a lot of unknowns, I should say, with regard to the world stage. It's very possible. If that is the case, then I think that he needs to step back in there. He's the only one who really can do this, because he will have the motivation. He will have the understanding, the drive to accomplish what needs to be done. I was just talking about this with a friend of mine the other day, and it's unfortunately, he was asking me, what do I think is going to happen if all of this, if things, do I think things are going to straighten out? Do I think that things will turn around? Where are we headed as a nation? They were asking me. I said I really only see this ending two ways, one of two ways. Now, there are other ways it could end. There's always the hopeful part of me that says, if a nationwide revival were to break out, nationwide revival, just the Spirit of God moving on our nation and a return, if you will, a repentance, a turnaround. Some would call it a revival. I would call it a turning, a restoration, if you will. Now, for some people, it will be a revival because they've grown dead. But for the most part, I think I'm speaking of a great turning to God in this nation. And that is my hope. That is probably the third option, I would say, and it's also my first choice for what I think I would like to see happen. But the old saying, you can wish in one hand, hope in one hand. So I have, I won't finish that statement, but it's... So there's the two ways that I see it coming down without that kind of a sovereign intervention from God. One is either we go into totalitarianism and the leftists take over. They are the fascists, by the way. They're the ones who are telling us what you can and cannot say, words that you can't use, things that are illegal speech. I'm going to take our guns away. This is tyranny, folks. That's what they're proposing. All in the name of making us safe. Those who would give up their liberty in exchange for safety deserve neither liberty or safety. The way it's looking at the moment, we have another option that I think would just rip the country apart. It would be very ugly. It would not be, I think, what's been glamorized, how people might think it would end up. And that is a civil war. Now, make no mistake about this. There are radicals right now. In fact, astonishingly enough, Newt Gingrich just said last night on the news, I think he was being interviewed by some, I think it might have been Sean Hannity, talking about how these are radicals and they are taking over. We are in a revolution right now. I thought it was Newt that said it. We haven't recognized that yet, but this is exactly what's going on. We have radicals taking over, and we are in the midst of a revolution, and we don't recognize it. Now, at the same time, we have, people are wondering, well, where are the Democrats that need to step up and condemn what's going on with this, with this crazy loss, with this crazy legal system, is what's happening with Bragg and this crazy court case. Where are the Democrats? No, here's what you need to ask yourself. Where are the Republicans? Where's Mitch McConnell? Mitch McConnell has not come out to condemn this at all that I've heard. I've never heard him say anything. They should be screaming at the top of their lungs. Now, Kevin McCarthy has been vocal. Mitch McConnell has been very quiet. Now, of course, I guess he had an accident, fell down, whatever happened to him. Maybe he's not feeling well enough to get out there and actually say something. I don't know.
It never stopped him before. I'm just saying anybody who does this doesn't should not be president, but should not get the nomination.
So that's Mitch McConnell. There, he just stopped in to say that. So it's, and yes, the news cycle will fade at some point with this story. People will be less motivated by it as it fades out of people's memory. Now, here's the important part of this. There are two more. And this trial has been scheduled for, I think, January 24th, which I think it's January 24th of next year. I think that's right around primary time of next year. I think the primaries are right the first of next year, if I remember right. So yes, this is completely designed to interfere with an election, interfere with a primary. Now, if this isn't the only one, if there are more indictments from other states coming down, other political opponents trying to get this guy knocked out, then guess what? It's just going to keep the fire burning. And people are going to continue to get mad. Now, I think the left wants an uprising to happen while they're in power. Look at the deep state. They would start cracking down on it right now, and it would be a major clampdown. It would go the other direction all of a sudden. So there's my bumper music. It's coming in. It's telling me my show needs to be done because I have too much to do. But folks, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for sharing the show. Most of all, thank you for praying for our nation, praying for our leaders, and praying for the direction of our nation. We shall continue to move forward, and hope springs eternal. God bless everybody.